from KQED.
In the 1980s, the band Camper Van Beethoven came out of Santa Cruz with wry and musically witty observations of scenes around the state, like the bluegrass Balkan ska punk song Take the Skinheads Bowling, for example. According to the California Report's pop music critic Steve Hockman, a new album by the group, its first in 9 years, has all those early qualities and more.
Last year we had the young Los Angeles duo Best Coast singing about California on its album, The Only Place, with the musical question, why would you live anywhere else? Now veteran band Camper Van Beethoven, with its new album La Costa Perdida, is asking the same thing. But coming from Camper Van Beethoven, it's a much more complicated question.
The sea and the shore, forever entwined, they all sing the same song. Please come down the coast Esmeralda, come down and see me sometime.
Come Down the Coast opens this outing, the starting point of a journey along the album title's lost shoreline. That's lost not as in physically eroded, but emotionally, spiritually worn, ghostly. With Camper singer-songwriter David Lowry behind the wheel, it's a road trip that finds everyone is somewhere else or sometime else, song after song tinged with a sadness. Well, Lowry and some of his bandmates, too, are among the missing. He's been living in Virginia for some years. Now, he would never be so mundane as to write about trying to recapture what he's lost, but in that light, he's among those hearing the siren's call of the album's centerpiece song, Northern California Girls, the women pleading for the exiles to come home from Texas, come home from Brooklyn. This is not the lure of the Beach Boys' California Girls of 50 years ago. It's not a Grateful Dead sunshine daydream. That's gone.
Northern California girls say, baby, come home now. You don't belong there. Everybody knows it's you. Don't you miss the ocean? Don't you miss the weather? Don't you miss me just a little bit?
Even Peaches in the Summertime, as idyllic as it sounds, is a somber tale of unfulfilled and illicit desire. Its very title echoes Steinbeck in its allusions to and illusions of forbidden fruit here in paradise. It also recalls Tom Joad and his immigrant heirs in its poetic emotional ties to ballads of displacement from the old world, whether the old world is Oklahoma or Oaxaca or somewhere even more distant.
When I was a boy, all I wanted was a knife. Now all I want is Shady Grove to be my wife. Wish I had a big fine man to ride upon. Shady Grove, come on and on. Shady Grove, standing in the door. Stockings in her hand, bare feet upon the floor. Shady Grove, you had to
But that's the thing about California. Every old world is here. Every tradition is represented. That's the wide-open cultural field that fueled Camper Van Beethoven's music in the first place. In that regard, the MVP now, as then, is violinist Jonathan Siegel. His fluid flights and boundless musical reach take Camper in unexpected and unexpectedly delightful directions, with its Hendrix meets Zeppelin rock, spiked by side trips into prog rock hoedowns or something like that. La Costa Perdida? Maybe we are all lost here, but David Lowry and his Camper cohorts, after all these years, find it a very rich place in which to be lost, or be one of the lost. And in the end, they may not have a good answer to the not-so-rhetorical question, why would we live anywhere else?
Broken Spanish in the daytime, picking fruit with campesinos. I'm a half-fuero caballero Yankee from a town just south of Brawley.
Steve Hockman is a Los Angeles-based writer who covers pop music. He reviewed La Costa Perdida by Camper Van Beethoven. I know I look familiar. Brother, you don't.